So in this area, you heard how we're going to do pavers and bring this across. We actually want to carry that all the way across the street and make it pedestrian. So it's a raised paver walkway.
Developer Don Clark is giving a walking tour of his proposed billion-dollar project to convert 17 acres of downtown Reno into a sustainable, walkable community.
And that feeds right into the park on the other side. So you have retail on the ground floor on both sides, drop off here. Access to the parking is up against the trench. So you kind of see how cars peel off. This all becomes walkable all the way down.
Cool.
Those buildings on the corner stay there. They're great. Why would you tear those down?
Oh, no.
Clark has been holding these informal tours about once a week over the last month as he seeks to build support for the plan, which includes 30 mixed-use buildings, plazas, and green space. Dubbed West 2nd District, the development isn't exclusively seeking top income earners either.
We are very well aware of the critical need for what we might call little A affordable housing in this community, because there is a significant lack of it.
That's Colin Robertson, a partner with the company. About 500 of its units will be rental apartments. And of those, Robertson says, their plan is to retain 20% for residents making less than $45,000 a year. Samantha Reveley is a realtor specializing in downtown condos. She also took the tour with Don Clark and says the city is in dire need of new housing options.
When you take the main five buildings downtown, the Montage, Arlington, Park Tower, Riverwalk, and the Palladio, there's only 15 units available for sale today, right now. That's it.
And all five buildings.
That's it. Because all the buildings are sold out and it's just resales of people. And so what people don't realize is how little inventory there is to buy right now downtown. And I have people waiting for units that they want to buy. You know, when this comes up, tell me. And there's nothing.
In fact, Reveille has already taken deposits from three clients for the upcoming West 2nd District.
The way they're doing the phasing is right. You can't just go build 2,000 units because that's too many. But build that first building of 28, they'll probably pre-sale that one before they even, you know, get it constructed.
Currently, Nevada has no rent control laws on its books, meaning it's up to developers to decide if and how they want to price their housing units, with less incentive to do so when demand is high. Mike Kazmierski, president of the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada, says he'd like more developers to implement these blended workforce housing strategies, which are actually better for a community in the long term.
So you don't tend to have the really low income. You think about the slums where you have a lot of subsidized low income housing and a lot of problems come with that. This is more of an integrated housing, and it fits much better in the community, especially when you start talking workforce rates.
Clark says what sets his project apart is it's focused on incrementally building interconnected neighborhoods that he hopes will draw a broad cross-section of residents. His company plans to break ground on the first phase of the district, a building of 28 condos, in the next month. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.